Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Gimel in Maseches Nedarim. We're holding the third line from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara answers, V'i bo yaseim, I have a second teretz on the kasha. And you're probably all wondering, what was the kasha about? The kasha was that we started off our Masechta Kol Kinuye Nedarim Kinedarim. And we explained yesterday at some length, what is a kinoy? It's a distorted or slang version of the normal Lashon Kodesh words.
You also called it a nickname.
That's correct. We also called it a nickname. Because the Gemara calls a person who gives a nickname to someone else, it's called a kinoi lachaveroi, so it's the same term. Now the question is, give an example. What means a kinoi nedar? So remember that Duran explained yesterday in some detail that normally if you make a nader and you're matfis benader, you would say that this tissue box or this seltzer is osir on me kikarbon. That is the way you say it v'loshen hakoidish if you're being matfis benader. The kinoy is if you say it koinem. You say koinem this seltzer alai, koinem this box of tissues alai. That would be the form of a kinoy. Now, although it doesn't say it in our Mishnah, but the Gemara said chsuri mechsra, throw in after kol kinuyeh nedarim kinedarim, that kol yodois nedarim kinedarim. What are yodois? So we explained again yesterday in the Ran, yodois means that you don't go and take the full item. For instance, if you're taking a pot and you're transferring it from the counter to the refrigerator, you don't have to hold the pot from the bottom. You can hold the handles and put it into the refrigerator. And that's what Iyad is all about, that you don't say the full neder from A to Z, you say from A to K, you leave over part of it, but it's understood that your intention is to make a neder.
But
that's cool.
By leaving something out, though, doesn't it could lead to misunderstanding or some unclarity?
If his intention was to make a neder, and the lotion that he used was sufficient, just going and saying, tissue box, oh, I still don't know what does that mean. Does that mean he likes tissue? He doesn't like tissues. He would prefer Kleenex. He doesn't like tissues at all because they only bring germs or they're the best thing known to mankind. You don't know what it means. But if he says that this tissue box is like a koinem, what does that mean? Oh, Yad L'Tayy means a koinem alai that I'm not going to use it because I'm making it
Koinem would be a kinui, not a yad, right?
You're correct. That would be perhaps a combination. I'm just trying to address his issue,
okay,
and that is that he didn't say a full statement, he's only saying a partial statement. So the Mishnah, in fact, it gives us examples. We don't have to try to give our own examples, starting on line 2. Oim l'chaveri mudrani mimcha, mufrishani mimcha, meruchukani mimcha. And he adds the word shani oicha l'cha, shani toyim l'cha. That combination is all across the nation, that he says, I am Murfishani Mimcha, I distance myself from you, I separate myself from you, that I, Lagabi eating, so what does that mean? Lagabi eating, I separate myself. It means that I am putting on an Isser on your food, that I'm not going to eat from it. That's what the Gemara explained yesterday, that's the Yad that we're referring to in our Mishnah. Anyway, the Gemara asked, if we start off the Mishnah talking about Kinuyim, and then number 2, we referred to the Yodois. It was, I think, Barry that said yesterday that's A-B-B-A. Why do we go and start explaining Yodois first? Why don't we explain Kinuyim first? After all, we start off with Kinuyim. Explain Kinuyim. You know where the Mishnah explains Kinuyim? On Daf Yud. Oimer, Koinim, Koinach, Koinis, that's a Kinuy. That should come right in our Mishnah. So we started off with A, Kinuyim. Then we said Yodois. And now I explain Yodois. And I leave Kinoi all the way for Daf Yud. Does that make sense? So that was the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara said yesterday that based on other Mishnayos throughout Shas, sometimes Rabbeinu HaKadosh did A, B, A, B. In other words, we first tell us Halacha A, and then Halacha B, and then the Mishnah explains each one in detail, starting again from the beginning, A and B. And sometimes it's the other way around. That Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he wrote the Mishnah, sometimes he starts with A and then goes B, and then explains B and gets back to A. And that's the top line of the Gemara. El lav dafka. There is no set pattern. Zimnin mefarish u'dabasa b'reisha. Sometimes Rebbe, in composing the Mishnayos, he first explained A. Zimnin hu'dasa mefarish b'reisha. Sometimes he explained B. And that was what we concluded yesterday. The boy is saying, but I have another pshat. Yodois, I did the asyon midrasha. Since yodois, we learn from a drasha. We don't know what that drasha is yet, but we're going to have that in Mitzvah, another 10, 12 lines. Three separate makoidois, three separate drashas to teach you yad. Mefarish lohin bereisha. That's where he explains that initially. Now the Gemara doesn't say, just because you learn it from a drasha, what is the reason why you explain that initially? Doesn't explain what that means. Barry, however, pointed out yesterday that when we learned Mesechtes Yevamos, the Gemara asked an identical question. Since all of the 15 of the Chamesh Noshim of the Aroyas, we go and learn from the case of Achois Ishtoi, V'ishal Achois Alisikach Litzra, etc. So why wasn't that mentioned as number one in the Mishnah? Why does he mention Bitoi as number one? And therefore, the Gemara said, "Kibud the Asim Midrasha Chavivolei." There's a special Chavivus that the Tana wants to share with us. He doesn't want to just tell us a drasha, but he wants to tell you this is beloved and endeared to me because I learned it from a drasha. And in fact, the identical Gemara we have at the beginning of Masechtas Nozir, which we're going to learn in Mir Shem in the near future, with there too, the Mishnah began called Kinuyei Nazirus Kinazirus, and then we insert the Yodos Nazirus Kinazirus, and the Gemara asked over there too, Lifroish Kinuyei Bereisha, and on the third line, the Gemara says, on Beis, Amid Beis, on Masechtas Nazir, Hoyl vi Asin Le Midrasha, Chaviv and Le, since Yodos, you learn from Midrasha, it's Chaviv. And that's why we start off in explaining the Indian of the Yodos first. So Frank Timur, if that's the case, on the fourth line now here on Daf Gimel, V'lifta Chadein Bereisha. So Ibazoi, if it's so Chaviv, why don't we start the Masechta? Kol Yodos Nidarim Kinidarim instead of Kol Kinuyei. And then we'd have to go and make a change on the top of every Omud. Notice every Omud begins Kol Kinuyei. We should take out the word Kinuyei and put in the word Yodos. If you're telling me that the Chavivus demands that we put in Bereisha, V'lifta Chadein Bereisha. Everyone, I'll tell you why. V'lifta Pasta B'Kinuyim De'Araisa. Bereisha. I first want to start off with Kinuyim because that's min ha-toira. V'hadim ha-farish yodois the asyan lay midrasha. And then I bring yodois, which I learned from midrasha. This on the surface is difficult to understand because if I'm learning it from midrasha, it means it's diaraisa. So Kinuyim is diaraisa and yodois is diaraisa. So the Ran is bothered by that. And the Ran says that when we say that Kinuyim is diaraisa, what he means to say is it's so clear that we don't even need a special Hossik to go and tell us about Kinuyim. See, if you look at Rashi, on the, not the Rashi, the Ran, on the left-hand margin, in the middle of the Ran, it's a short Ran, Ki posach posach b'kinuyim d'raisa, shekein derech ha-tana l'haskel b'dvorim ha-yiduim v'ha-pshutim. It's often the case that the Tana begins something that is well-known, that everybody realized, that's a chadova poshet, that's so simple. Now, start off on a simple path, and then make things a little bit more complicated later. So therefore, Kinuyim is a chadova poshet. Now, why is it such a dover poshet? As we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, that learns that Kinuyim is Loshen Nochremein, it's just another language, the Torah never says, Ish Kiyidor Neder LaHashem, B'Loshen HaKoidish. It says, a person makes a neder. So, people that speak English will make an oath in English, and people that speak French are going to go and make it in French, and so on and so forth. So that's a double poshet. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, but what about Reish Lakish that holds that it's a Loshen Shebod Lehem Chacham? But the point is, since a Kinoi is just another language, so in Bazaar there's no Chiddush in saying that a Kinoi Nidarim is Kinidarim, and that's the way we start off the Masechta, on an easy, simple note. Then we're going to go and add, oh, by the way, Yodos, that's not so simple. I don't find a Beferish Dover Poshet. I have to go and learn with Adrasha, with the Ganze Chazal, as we'll see in a moment. But since it's Chaviv, this Drasha, then he explains the Drasha after he finishes. So again, Miftach Posach, Bikinuim Deraisa, Bereisha. Deraisa meaning that it's Poshet and simple and Yodua, everybody realizes. According to Yochanan, the Kino is just another language like English and French. Then I understand why it's a double posh. That this was created by the Chum to go and be able to be noider with that language. So then, isn't that also a chidush? I might have thought that if you take words and you maneuver them and you massage them, and you slang them, and you change from korban to koinim to koinach, those words are really ineffective because it's slang. It's not real words. So maybe that itself is also a chiddush. So Bazoi, why is that any more poshut than the yotos? My ikalameimer says the Gemara, you got a good point, and therefore according to Rish Lakish, miktani yotos v'lav chesurim kam chasris la. After all, our Mishnah doesn't say yotos at all. If you look very carefully, you don't see the word yad anywhere. How does it appear in the Mishnah? Yesterday in the Amud Beis, we said, you have to insert these words. Do a small amount of surgery, a small surgical procedure, and insert the words, Yodois Nedorim Kinedorim. Ah, Once you're doing anyway this surgery, instead of doing the surgery in the middle, do the surgery at the very beginning and start off. Don't start off our mesechta kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim and then insert kol yodois nedarim kinedarim, but start off the mesechta kol yodois nedarim kinedarim and then continue on kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim.
You'd have to change the notation on the top of each stuff.
According to Rish Lakish, that's what we'd have to do. Exactly. We'd have to bring the white out or whatever you use nowadays to push the delete button. Take out kol kinuyai and make a kol yodis. Thank you. I see you have a real handle on the sukkia. Anyway, but that's only according to Rish Lakish. Since the first teret and the iboy same according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can leave kol kinuyai in place, so then we don't have to make that change. If you want to, we can make a pshara and half of the dafim yes and half of the dafim no. Okay, so then the Mishnah, now that we explained yodis first and then kinuyim second, the ilahin yodis, so im lechaveirub, like it's in the Mishnah, mufashani mechom, ruchkani mechom, etc. And then we get to Daf Yud, Velen Kinuyin, Koinim, Koinach, Koines, etc. So with this, you can put two dots over here. We have now finished the first part of our learning of yesterday and today. In other words, it doesn't say Yodois, and even if it does say Yodois, it seems to be out of order, ABBA instead of ABAB. So we've addressed that in a number of ways, and now that is settled. But the question now that arises is, we said that Yodois, Asyon Midrasha. The question is, which drasha are we talking about? And the Gemara is going to give us three drashas altogether. Drasha number one. V'yodos eichiksiv, it said in the pasuk, ish ki yafli lindor neder nozel hazer l'Hashem. Where is this pasuk? The pasuk in Parshas Nosai, which introduces the parsha of Nozir. The Gemara, by the way, leaves out a couple of words. It says, ish oy isha ki yafli lindor neder nozel hazer l'Hashem. So, I was once at a shir that was given by a rabbi, not a major league rabbi, a minor league rabbi, a very nice person. And he was giving talking about the parish and talking about Naziris, and then someone asked him whether a lady could be a Nazir, and he wasn't sure, and he was kind of kratzing himself, I'm not sure, it could be, I don't know. So after the shir, I took out a chumash and I showed him quietly Isha. So I didn't embarrass him in public, but I told him, okay. I think he was very appreciative that we didn't speak up. But anyway, the halacha Nazir applies to Isha Isha. Why does it take it out? Because often the Gemara is makatzer when it quotes psukim. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? B'tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Nazir lehazir. There's a double lashon over here. Lindar neder. Nozir lahazir. So what do I learn from that nozir lahazir? Nozir lahazir lahazir kinuya naziris kinaziris. That extra word of either nozir lahazir would have been enough to say one of the two. Ish ki yafli lindor neder lahazir lahashem. Why did it say nozir lahazir? Oh, it comes to tell you that now in our Gemara, notice it says lahazir kinuya naziris kinaziris v'yodis naziris kinaziris. That is very problematic because we said a moment ago that kinuyim, I don't need a posik for, that's a dover yadua uposhut. It's the yodis naziris that the Gemara kept on drilling, that I learned from a drasha and drasha chalivalei. What are these words last, kinuyim, naziris, kinaziris? And in fact, the Ran tells us, whilst you're making the changes, David, to kol kinuyim and putting the kol yodis, you got to make a change here too. If you look at the second wide line of the Ran, all the way below, the second wide line. Hachi Garcina. Lasis yodois naziris kinaziris, veloi garsinan kinuye naziris kinaziris. Take those words out. The mimanav shach lav mikron nafki. We said before we don't learn it from a pasuk. Di loshin nachrim hein loy tzrich yikra. If this happens to be another language, I don't need a special pasuk to tell you that French and English are like loshin kodesh for purposes of a neder. Vi loshin chachamim hein heichi nafki mikra. And if you're going to tell me that this is loshin chacham, the chachamim bodu me'atzmam, they invented these words, which pasuk do I learn this from? Where does it say in Nozir Lahazir that if you go and make up words, the loshin shebodu lem chachamim, that that's also called a language? I don't see that in the pasuk. So therefore, says the Ran, take the words kinuya nazirus kinazirus out. So we start again the brisa. The tanya nozir lahazir lasois yadois nazirus kinazirus. That's why I have the double loshin
nozir lahazir.
Nozir lahazir. Okay, that's great. But we're not talking about nazirus. Our mesech is talking about nedarim. Ainly elam nazirus ben nedarim minolam minayin. How do I know by nedarim? Also, you have the inyan of yadois nedarim kinedarim. Tamaloimar ish kiafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. The same pasuk talks about both naziris nazir lahazir, but also speaks about lindor neder. So I make a hekish makish naziris lindorim unedorim lindaziros ma naziris also by yodois naziros kinaziros af nedorim also behem yodis nedorim kinedorim. So in fact, there is no drasha directly vis-a-vis nedarim. There's only a drasha vis-a-vis naziris, but because I have a hekesh in the same pasuk, lindar, neder, nozir, lahazir, just like by naziris, yodis naziris, kin naziris, yodis nedarim, kin nedarim. Now we can see why the Tana, chavivale, why he was so happy, because this is daka, not a simple drasha, it's really a back-to-back drasha. First I have to give the drasha by naziris, and then I have to give the drasha regarding nedarim. Have to export it to Nedarim. So
the Nazirus is really just a subset of Nedarim, really, isn't it?
I mean, not for these purposes. Okay. For these purposes, this is the Makar that I learned up Yotis. But Mitzvah, we're going to see shortly otherwise. So this is the first drasha. But since we said, Ein Hekish Lamechza, anytime you make a Hekish, you got to. Hekish means that you take.
Two-way avenue.
Okay, it's a two-way avenue, meaning that you learn not just one halach in one direction, but you have to learn halachas in both directions. So I just learned Nedarim from Nazirus, Legabe Yodois. Just like by Nedarim, there's a din of Bal Yachel Devoroi, anytime a person makes a neder, make sure not to be machalal your words, make sure that you say everything and you don't violate anything. Ubal Ta'acher means that if, for instance, you pledged to bring a carbon, you have to go and bring it within three regalim. Af Naziris, the same thing applies to Naziris. That Oyivri Babal Yachel, a person who says, I take upon myself Naziris, and he violates his Naziris. He drinks wine. He goes and eats grapes, etc. Then he's Oyivri on the dinner Bal Yachel Tvaroi. And Ubal Ta'acher, if he pushes off his Naziris, he'll also be Oyivri on Bal Ta'acher. What does that mean that you push off the Naziris? We're going to explore that on the Omid base. Further, since again, Ein Hekish Lamechza, we're learning Hekish in all directions. If you have a father who has a daughter, and the daughter made a neder, as we know, the Torah allows a father to be mefer, to annul those nedarim. And we know that a baal mefer nidri isha, a husband can annul the nedarim of his wife. Not all nedarim, but those which are beinoi lebeinoi, and the inoi nefesh, etc. But various nedarim. Af naziris, ho av mefer naziris bitoi. If a daughter takes upon herself naziris, then a father can be mefer, and a baal can be mefer naziris ishtoi. Perfect. With this, we've concluded the first drasha, the din of yodis I learn from naziris, and then I export it or import it to nedarim, and that's how I know the din of yodis nedarim kinedarim.
A girl can create naziris for herself if she's a katana, and a father can be mefer. So if she's a katana, what type of naziris?
What type of neder do you have by a katana?
By a katana?
Yes. Say, ask the same question.
An achinami, yeah.
Okay, so the answer is between the age of 11 and 12, nederea nivdok. If we see that she knows what she's talking about, then it is a full-fledged neder, and the father can be mefer. So the same thing would apply to the gabin naziris. Getting back to argument, Frank Timur, Maishna Gabin Naziris Tachsiv Nozir Lahazir, the Dorm Nami Haksiv Lindor Neder, Vekesha Lomali. Gemara asks a very, very simple, straightforward question. What was the basis of Yodis? It doesn't say the word Yad anywhere in that pasuk. It's because of the double Loshen, Nozir Lahazir. It could have said, Ish Kiyafli Lindor Neder, Lehazir Lashem. Why did it say Nozir Lehazir? So that extra word comes to tell you that even a halbenader, meaning a halbenaziris, a yad is also enough.
But you wouldn't necessarily, I was concerned about it as well. So really, you would, from that, you wouldn't really see it as a yados because it's really explicit.
What do you mean?
With the whole pasuk is explicit.
So you're saying it's ironic, it's almost the other way around.
Yeah.
What Brother Shai is asking is that it's ironic. Nozir Lehazir seems to be emphasizing and dramatizing. Don't think just it's a halb nazir. It's got to be a nozir lehazir. And instead, the Gemara is learning from that a yodos naziris, even if it's only a partial, right?
Yeah.
So you can go and say that it's like a number one, like a kalamois of Korea. It wasn't necessary to go and add the word nazir. It was enough to say lehazir. By adding the extra word, it comes to tell you you don't need the hoisafa, but you need the griya. You can even do even smaller.
Okay.
And the Gemara uses a different expression, which I'm trying to think of. Well, that's Rabbi Kohen's kind of racha. But the Gemara, and that's only the Gabe Treifus. But the Gemara uses other expressions also, that sometimes the Torah gives extra lishoinis to go and tell you that you don't need so much, but to go and cut down. But anyway, it's based on a drashas chazal that you have an extra word. So Frey Timara, look at that same pasuk, Rabbi said, Ish oy isha ki yafli lindor neder. Why does it have to say lindor neder? Wouldn't it have been enough to say ish ki yafli lindor? Sure. Would have the extra word neder for? So go and say the same drasha, lindor neder. Since the Torah says two words, so you learn the din of yodos by nedarim, I don't need to come on to nozir lehazir. Isn't that a good question?
You're excellent.
I'm sure all of you were thinking about this in back of your minds, even though you didn't enunciate it. The reason why you didn't enunciate it, because it's a yad, you're not supposed to say so much. You're supposed to keep it short, keep it succinct. Anyway, that's Imor's kasha. For 18 more maishna gami nazir, tichsiv nozir lehazir, nedarim nami hoksiv lindor neder. I don't have to import Hilchos Yodos from the next Masechta, from Masechta's Nosir. I have it here by Unz. And in fact, that even comes earlier in the Pasuk. Learn from that. The din of Yodos, Hekeshul Lamali. Everything more. Ikosav Neder Lindor, Kirikosav Nozir Lahazir, Kirika Amris. And then Loiturah Hekeshul. Hashadichsiv Lindor Neder, Dibra Toira Kaloshim Bnei Adam. What the Gemara is saying is, the words lindor, neder, although they are verbose, you're right, it could have said lindor, but that's how people speak. The person pledged to go and pledge money. He made an oath to asser himself. In other words, it's a double lashon, it would have been enough just to say, he pledged, or he made a vow. What is the, he made a vow to make an oath, the double lashon? That's more Torah lashon than the other. However, the words nozir lehazir are in reverse. If it would say that the person lehazir, he took upon himself
nozir
to be a nozir, lehazir, nozir, that would be dibra tarik lashem neyot. Nozir lehazir is the other way around. And Rashi, in fact, gives us another couple of examples. If not Rashi, but the Ran. If you see the Ran on the sixth line, in the middle of the line, says the Ran, dechsiv nozir lehazir, to lav orche de krohochi. That's not the way the Torah normally speaks. In other words, normally you have the verb coming first. Or in Rus, lekayim kol davar. You start off with the verb and then you come to the subject. So it would make sense. He is lehazir nazirus. He takes upon himself to be a nazir, to be a nazir. So lehazir nazir. That would be the normal way of speaking. Here it says, nozir lehazir, all bells go off in the minds of those that are very, very
grammatically sensitive.
Exactly, the grammarians, they say, that doesn't make sense. Nozir lehazir, it should say lehazir nozir, like the kaim called over, it should say lesser isa. So it comes to tell you, Dorsha. However, in our case, lindor neder, that's normal. But you start off with a verb, lindor, what are you doing? A neder, to make a neder. So that's nothing out of the ordinary. So therefore, says the Gemara, Nochum, ikosav neder lindor kidikosav nozir lehazir. If it would have said in reverse, like nozir lehazir, kidikamis, you're 100% right. I could have learned it directly. Like tzarchakesha, bahashadachsev, linder neder, dibritur kloshmani, that's normal speech. That's nothing extraordinary, and therefore you cannot learn a drush. Honey, chalamandi isle dibritur kloshmani odom. Elamandi lesle dibritur kloshmani odom, hailinder neder my ovidle. In fact, there's a machloikis whether you ever go and say you poo-poo any extra words in the Torah and say, nah, there's a Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have any specific kavana. He just wanted to talk, you know, easily like people talk. There's a mandiyam that says no such thing. Every word, every ois, every kutsoi shel yud, anything in the Torah is special and specific and has in it, what did Rabbi Kiva say, tali talim tili tilim shel alochas. Mounds and mounds of alochas you can learn from every crown on the top of a letter. So every word is specific and nothing kolosh b'niyot. So ay bazoi, hai lindor neder my oved lei. What does he do with the extra lindor neder? Darish lein lasis yodis nedarim kinedarim. Oh, he says, I don't think that there's a real major difference between lesser isor or isor lesser or neder lahazir or lahazir nazir or linder neder neder linder. Nah, that's really all basically the same. The drasha over here is not because of the order. The drasha is because of the extra word. This extra word, just like you darshened it by naziris, we're going to darshen it now by nidarim. And therefore, according to this man, the Yomar, we're going to shorten the drasha, not two steps, that we learn yodis by naziris and then we import it to nedarim, but in fact we learn it by nedarim. And guess what? Well, makish naziris and nedarim. That what? That by naziris they also have the din of yad. So bottom line, it comes out the same. But the question is, how did you get there? Right? It depends. Ways always gives you multiple routes.
Some mahalach.
A different mahalach. Beautiful. So what is the different mahalach? According to the first tariffs, we're saying that yodois we learn from naziris, the double lush and nozal hazard. Once we have it over there, with the hekish, we import it now to nedarim. According to this noob shot, no. We learn taki yodois nedarim from lindor neder, and then we export it to nazirus. But since there is a hekish, so we learn all the other halachas. Now, feiting mara, nozal hazard, what do we do with that drasha? Until now we learned yodas and ziris can ziris. But now we don't need it because they have the hekish to tell us that. So what is Darish Lay? Darish Lay Mulame Shahanaziris Chal al Hanaziris. What means Naziris Chal al Hanaziris? The top Ran tells us, look on the Ran, the right hand margin, keep going to Om Harini Nozra Hayoim. Harini Nozra Hayoim. Today on Friday a person says, I am a Nazir. And then he repeats it, either a minute later or 5 minutes later, I am a Nazir. Don't say he's just saying it for emphasis and he's just repeating himself. You have to go 60 days. Even though he's already a Nazir, he can take upon himself a new Nazirus. And that's Nazir Lahazir. You're already a Nazir? Be Mazir again, no problem. He can do it multiple times. The nozir lahazir dorish lasish yodois naziris kinaziris. In other words, according to the prior pshat that says that I cannot learn yodois from the fact that it says linder neder because dibatori kolosha minay yodam. So now the lahazir is the one that we darish and lasis yodois naziris kinaziris. That yodois naziris are like naziris. Shanaziris chala naziris mean olay. So according to the first limud that we had back on the Omer Aleph, this is the first time we mention this, Naziris, Chala Naziris. How are you going to know this halacha according to that previous drasha? In fact, our Gemara tells us it's a machloikis when Naziris, Chala Naziris. There's some that hold that one Naziris cannot be Chal on Naziris. We take a short station in interruption to go and greet Dr. Goldfarb. We welcome him back, and we hope he'll be able to, Me'etz Hashem, continue with us for many, many years to come. Anyway, but continuing on the Gemara, so there's in fact a machloikis whether Naziris chal al Naziris or not. Some say yes, some say not. So if you hold that... What, Naziris chal al Naziris?
Yeah.
How do you know?
In Nazir.
In Nazir?
Yeah.
Okay. But our Gemara doesn't say that, but if you say so... I accept it.
The Mefarish said quotes it. It's on the top of Mefarish.
Mefarish, he quotes it? Okay. Then, then we have
both. Daf Tazayin.
Daf Tazayin. Machlekes of Yechim Rish Lakish Kishayom. Very good. The Ran quotes the Machlekes too, but he doesn't quote the names. He just says that there's a Machlekes. Anyway, thank you very much. So getting back to Agumar. If you don't hold of Naziris Chal on Naziris, then you don't have a problem. Then I don't need the Nozir Lahazir. I don't need any Drasha because it's not true. How does that first mandiyomer know this din of Nazir's Chal Nazir's. After all, he uses Nazir Lahazir to teach us Yodois Nazir's. So how does he know Nazir's Chal Nazir's? So Tumah, I'll tell you why. Name Akra Lizor, my Lihazir, Shamas me not Tarti. The Torah could have said Nazir Lizor. Why does it say Nazir Lihazir? That Lahazir is different. Now, is Lizor and Lahazir really that different? So if you have a run here on the right-hand side, it's parallel to our Gemara. Lay Mekra Lizor my Lahazir. Lo Yishi Heishim Hefresh Bein Lizor Lahazir. There's really no meaningful distinction. Sharia Hei Nivlasi Bekama Mekoimus. Very often in conjugation, although the Hei appears, it's a silent Hei, and therefore you don't really feel it. Kir Ashkhan Lonud ulahonid, lashmid ulahashmid. So even though the word lahashmid says with a hey, if you say it quickly, it sounds lashmid. You don't even realize that there's a hey there. So therefore, lahazer and lizar, nishke ferlech, says the Ran. El the havli lamichdav dumya dinidorim, dichsiv lindar, kach nir ve'enai. Says the Ran, what's bothering the Gemara is, since by neder it says lindar neder, so shouldn't it use a similar expression, nozir lizar? Why do we add the extra hey? Oh, since it's changed in form, that tells us two drushes. So we have the drusha number one of the Yodis Naziris Ken Naziris, and number two, the Naziris Chal Al Naziris. With this, we have completed Rabbeisai drusha number two. Anybody stops you in the street and says, how do you know Yodis Naziris Ken Naziris? It sounds so strange and far-fetched. Give me a hand in explaining what's the makar of drushes of Yodis Naziris Ken Naziris. So, answer number one is either it's Nozer Lahazir, we learn it by Naziris. How do we know by Nedarim? We have a Hekish, because the same Pasuk says, not only Nozer Lahazir, but Linder Neder. Or the second shot, well, no, I don't need to borrow it from Naziris. Naziris Shkoyach, I don't need you. I know from Linder Neder itself, Nedarim, that there's a din of Yodis Nedarim Ken Nedarim. How do I know by Naziris? I'm going to now export it from us to them, from Nedarim to Naziris. But now I have drasha number three, which I know you've all been waiting for. But Marova Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they were said, Istana demapikle the Yodis min Lindar Neder, like we just finished saying. The Istana demapikle min kol hayoitzi mi pivyasa. What's the kol hayoitzi mi pivyasa? As we know, whenever you have a kol or a gam, those are ribuyin hain. And what that ribuy comes to tell you is, that's what we were looking for. Ein ribuy acher ribuy el lemayit. Sometimes if you have multiple ribuy, it becomes lemayit. So here too, you have the multiple lishoinis to come lemayit. You don't need a full-fledged expression of Naziris and Adar, but lemayit even a yad. Good, shkoich. Anyway, so they learn from the kol, it's a ribuy, and that ribuy comes to tell you not only a regular neder or regular Naziris, we're here referring to, of course, Nedarim, but kol hayoytz, even as a ashtikl hayoytz mipiv, even if it's not a full-blown neder, even a yad, it's all too enough. So that's drasha number three. So again, if somebody stops you, what's the makar? Now I have three drushes. I learned it from Nozel Hazir, or from Linder Neder, or from kol hayoytz mipiv. Okay, with this we've concluded the three drushes. But now we're going to go back to the original braisa on the Amud Aleph, where the Gemara said that ain hekish lemechts, and therefore we learn a whole bunch of halachas. Omamar. Same thing applies to Naziris. So let's think about how do you have a case of bal yachal bar a neder. Kigoin, the Omar kikerzu oichel v'loi ochla. That he made a neder, I'm going to eat this kikar, and he didn't eat it. That's really not so much a form of a neder, it's more a form of a shvur. And in fact, there's another girsa where they reverse it, instead of going to Omar kikerzu oichel, he says, kikerzu eineni oichel, and then v'ochla. He said, a neder, I'm not going to eat this kikar, and because I'm making it osur alai, and then he went and ate it.
Why is it not a neder if he's saying kikerzu? He's saying the chetza. Why is that not a neder? Why is it more similar to a lashon shvuah if he's saying kikerzu?
Can I borrow your gemara for a moment?
The ktav yad that I see here is kikerzu alai.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. But in addition to that, let's look at the full. If you look at ois beis over here, going to kikerzu oichel. Any oichel v'ochla. I'll let you read it for everybody. See here in the middle line, going to Omar Kikerzu. See this line? And you see there's a base right after my fingernail over right. The base, and the base takes us down to Goyf et Zionim.
Right.
On the first line, what does it say there, base?
One second.
All the way in the bottom.
Near Kikarzu, Eini Ocha V'Achla.
Ah, so it's the other. It's the reverse. Not a case of Oichel V'Loyachla, but Eini Oichel V'Achla. And therefore, that's the other girsa. But now throwing in what David was saying, add the word alai, and it becomes a neder. Good. So what happens now? If the person made a neder regarding this kikar and then violated his neder, then that's pashut. Oh, that's what it says in the Torah. How do you have a bal yachal by naziris? Even the amahreini nazir, are we talking about in the taking upon yourself of being a nazir? As soon as it's Erei Nazir, Avali Nazir. So then, there is no problem of Bal Yachel so far. So you're going to tell me, Ochal, but what happens if he eats grapes? No, grapes come late with Bal Yoichal. There's no din of Bal Yachel, there's a din of Bal Yoichal. What's the din of Bal Yoichal? Here again we have the benefit of the Mefarish that says 10 lines in, come with Bal Yoichal, Kidachsiv, Mechat Tzanim, V'Adzog, Lo Yoichal. You're now let it go and eat. Oh, so if you ate Chatzanim V'Adzog, in other words, you ate grapes, or just the grape seeds, or the grape peels, or whatever you ate, you're over on Bal Yoichal. And the Gemara assumes at this time that there's only one Isser, no multiple Isser. When I'm a Shasa, when I'm if you drank wine, come Leibet Bal Yishta. Now you're the same. We're the same term, Bal Yishta. Next, Mefarish.
Right.
Kol Mishras Anovim Lo Yishta. So there's no Lo Yachel, there's either Lo Yoichal, there's a Lo Yishta. What are you telling me that because of the Hekish, that there's now a din by Naziris of Bal Yachel? Amarava, lava, alav, bishnayim. The Pasuk, by doing this hekish, is telling you that just like by a neder, if you're going to be violating your neder, you're going to be over on the yachel devaray. Anytime, but naziris, if you eat or you drink in addition to the bal yoichal or the bal yishta, you're also going to be over on bal yachel, lava, alav, bishnayim. That's the end of that discussion. We said the bal ta'acher, the naziris hechem ishkachesla. How do you have Bal Ta'acher? We know Bal Ta'acher by a neder by Kodshim. You promise to go and bring a korban, you have to go and bring it within three regalim. What's Bal Ta'acher by Nazir? Sechem Mishkachesla. L'chori, kim di omah reini nazir. As soon as he's there, reini nazir. Havali nazir. He's a nazir. Ochal. What happens if, after he became a nazir, he started eating grapes? Kom lei bibal yoichal. So he's not over on Bal Ta'acher. Bal Ta'acher means that you delay your naziris. What do you mean? He took upon a naziris and he became an Azir.
Immediately.
You're telling me he violated. He didn't violate the Bal Ta'acher. He's over Bal Yoichal. You now let it go and eat. Eat the Chatzan Vatzogli, Yoichal. Excuse me. Every more it's talking about Ba'oimer. The Kisha Erzehain Nazir. Mi'at Hashem, when I finally make that major decision, then I'll be an Azir. Okay, and therefore if you delay, you're going to be over on Bal Yoichal. I'm sorry, on Bal Ta'acher. Freitimor v'yi Omar, kisha erza, leke Bal Ta'acher. If, in fact, that's the words, those are the words that he used, ba'oyim le kisha erza, ein nazir, what happens if he's never writes it? Then he'll never become a nazir. He's not oyvim Bal Ta'acher. It's a conditional.
It's suspended.
He said, if and when I want. And if he never wants to, then he'll never become, and that won't be a Bal Ta'acher. So where's Bal Ta'acher? Omar Rav, he's going to the Omar. Like, if to mina oylam achehei, Nozir. If he says, I take upon myself that before my passing, Chas V'Shalom, whenever that's going to be, I am going to be a Nozir.
I'm sorry? It's on my bucket list.
It's on my bucket list, okay.
Before he kicks.
Before he kicks, and he should be very careful, because if he misses it, it's going to be a grave mistake. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Agumar. Nozir. From that time, he becomes a Nazir. Now, the Lashon HaGemara sounds like that he becomes a Nazir instantaneously at that time. Why would that be? Says, a person who is a Kohen, and he says to his wife, I'm giving you a get, but I don't want the get to be Chal now. I want it to be Chal Shoh Achas Kohen Misasi, 1 hour before I pass away. And I don't know when I pass away, because Hashem hasn't told me. I might be around for another hour, but I might be around for another 50 years. Who knows? So what's the din? Asura lecha b'truma miyad. She has to stop eating truma right away because Chas V'Shalom, the husband might pass away within an hour, and then there's a get already from now. an hour before, and therefore she's already a commoner, no longer an Eishes Kain, so she's not already Truma. Al-Mamrin and Koshat v'shat Dilma Mayas. You see from that Gemara, you always have to be noivis that Chulila v'chaz, you might pass away. Hochanami, when this person says, Le'iftim and Oilam Achehein Ozir, Hochanami Le'alter Havin Ozir, Damrin and Dilma Hashta Mayas. He becomes a Nozir immediately because maybe he's going to pass away in 5 minutes. I have to be a Nozir, Achehein Nozir, Le'iftim and Oilam Achehein Nozir.
It's just a suffix, doesn't it? Like, she really, she could eat truma, I would think. Just that you're worried that he's going to die, and then she'll be over. But if he didn't die, she wouldn't be over.
No question about that.
But he didn't say me'achshav, by the way.
Okay, he didn't say me'achshav. That's correct. Anyway, but what's the point of all this? The point is, just like over there, because of that suffix, because of my nervousness, I say that she has to go and assume that the get is chal immediately. Here too, because I'm similarly nervous that the person might pass away. It's the same misa. Chas v'shalom, the person might, in fact. The Kohen that said this to his wife, he might have been the person that said, Le'iftim and Oilam Acheh. So just like I have to be noivis l'gabi, the wife, that she's already get now, don't eat truma. So l'gabi, this Kohen, I have to be, or this Nazir, I have to be worried now, and therefore he becomes a Nazir immediately.
Why isn't he Suffolk Nazir? Why is he full Nazir? Why isn't he like a Suffolk Nazir?
Because he says, I take upon myself Naziris. The only Suffolk is when it's triggered. But Lamaisi took upon himself full fledged Nazir. But the question is, how does this answer our question? We're asking, how do you find the case of Baal Ta'acher? This is not Baal Ta'acher. If you're learning the Gemara literally, then it's La'al Ta'avi Nazir. He's a Nazir instantaneously, as if he said already Nazir. So where's again the Baal Ta'acher? So the Ran Muchitzuch on this, and the Rosh, and the Toises, there are a number of different pshatim. But the way the Rosh learns it, L'choy is the easiest pshat, and he says that the Loshen HaGemara Hochanami La'alter doesn't mean that he becomes a Nazir instantaneously, but rather he has a duty to be makabel on himself, Naziris, immediately. Why? Because he might pass away. And he said, I'm going to take upon myself Naziris before I pass away. How do you know that you're going to live for another 5 minutes? Maybe in 5 minutes from now, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to walk across the street and Chas v'Shalom, you're going to be run over. You never know. See, if you look at the last Rush over here, Rush is on the left-hand margin. It's the third wide line in the middle lines. Le'niftar man oylam achetei Nazir. Continue on. V'lo she'ehei osa lishas yayin miyad, kimo yadimyon shemev mitruma. It's not that it happens instantaneously like the truma case. T'hosom kol shata b'shata aminan dil ma'ashtamayis. Avol hocha kol kamad le'oma hereni Nazir le'chol olam naziris. Until he says those magic words, he doesn't become a Nazir. Elahochi maisi mitruma. The kiv and dasrua betruma miyat. Mishim chshasha l'shem yomus. Hochanami. Menahishat ro'uy loy lekabel olam naziris miyat. The Torah is telling you, if you make such a rash statement, le'iftim mina oilam, then you know what? It's roy, it's suitable, and it will be appropriate for you to take upon yourself naziris immediately. Mishim chshash shem yomus. And therefore, that's what the Gemara says, that if you don't take upon yourself immediately, then you're going to be over on Baal Ti'acher. And Rechim tomorrow, Vacham Yaakov is going to give a second shot. Thank you all for listening.
When you mention all the languages, qualifies.
We're going to make a siyum here, and there'll be remarks later on. You're welcome to stick around, but you're also welcome to go. Shalom, have a beautiful, wonderful last Shabbos. Baruch to you. And Rabbi, you also have it. Yeah. Say Kaddish now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. Robbie, I want to speak to you. But Mendy says we should go and say Kaddish now. But I wanted to point out to you, Robbie, on your question yesterday, please open the Ran on Daf Tezvov Omer Aleph, the last Ran. He brings your Shaila, who is the one that's going to get the Oynish, the Madir or the Mudar? And the Ran says it's a machloikis between the Rambam and he himself, the Ran. Look at the last Tezvov Omer Aleph. The last 10 lines, you'll see he discusses it.